dementia friends, along with hundreds of other people. There's a whole huge chain going on about dementia friends on Twitter this morning. I think what we really welcome it. I think it's a great idea. I think what we've learned from living and working with people with dementia over a long time now is that this label tends to separate people and create a division that can see people as different somehow from ourselves. And of course, people living with dementia need friends, they need contact with nature, they need physical activity, they need a purpose to feel wanted, they need a network of support.
Because it doesn't necessarily mean that you would stop doing, in fact it never means you would need to stop doing everything you'd normally do when you're diagnosed. We've been hearing about people, for example, who can continue playing bowls, maybe not to the same standard they did before, but they can still pursue some kind of activity if they're encouraged to.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing about this piece of news is that it recognises the importance of early awareness of the condition. And if you do recognise the problem early, then you can maintain most of the things that you love and enjoy. For example, we've supported people to go sailing, for example. We've got people at the moment that we know and support that are in Bangkok on holiday. You know, there's all sorts of activities that people have loved and enjoyed that you can keep up with the right support. And I think, you know, already the most of the support that's provided to people with dementia is from family and friends. So that's something worth noting, that don't have much in the way of training or support.
So this could be helpful in that way then, but do you think this is money well spent?
If you divide up the amount of money that's going on the programme by the numbers of people, it comes out at £2.40 per person. So, I mean, that feels like good value. But I think in terms of what the volunteers are going to do is less clear. But I think, you know, we would encourage people to sign up. I've signed up already. And I would encourage people to sign up that aren't really from the standard organisations in health and social care. So I would encourage people like green space providers, conservation charities, people that own and manage our beautiful natural spaces across the UK, to make them dementia friendly.
Well, in fact, if you do want to sign up, it's dementiafriends.org.uk. And I know that at Dementia Adventure, you work a lot simply with taking people into the countryside. Do you work with the Woodland Trust?
Yeah, we've got a fantastic relationship with the Woodland Trust with a project called Visit Woods, and it's visitwoods.org.uk, and we've produced a film and a guide that basically supports a range of people living with dementia, those at the earlier stages of the condition, those at the more advanced stage of the journey in care homes, to get out into woodlands for the benefits that brings. Our primary problem is that we find that people spend too much time indoors and the problems start there.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Neil Mapes, who runs the company Dementia Adventure, specialising in providing holidays and outward bound courses